Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 456 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 27 is our current temperature. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in right now. Say good morning to Miss Amy Brenny Reavers. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well. What an honor to be able to visit with you, a former CASM employee here. Back in the days, huh? When was that?
Oh, gosh, I was in college, so 92, right around there.
Okay, and probably one of the first female employees here at CASM at that time, huh?
Could have been.
I listened to CASM all my life, and I don't remember a female presence before that at all. Maybe were the Stang girls here before or after you? Christy and... there was a couple of them. After you. I think you might have been a forerunner there. So, neat stuff. And we'll get to that more in just a moment. But in the meantime, let's go back to the beginning. And so for the folks tuning in right now, they want to know who you are and where you were born and a little bit about your upbringing.
So, Amy Brenny Reavers. I was born in Albany there. And my dad was Bob Brenny. Lived in Albany. Well, I think we moved there when I was like two or three.
Okay.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And lived there ever since, until I left for college.
And your mom's name?
Pat.
Pat Brenny. Very good. And siblings?
I have my brother Josh and my sister Leah.
Uh-huh.
And then my older brother Scott passed away quite a few years ago.
Right. And he passed away of cancer, I believe it was?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. And where do you fit in the four?
I'm second.
Second.
So that was the oldest. And me, Leah, and Josh.
Okay. Very, very good. All righty. And went to school, I assume, here in Albany?
Yep. Graduated from Albany High School, and then I went on to St. Ben.
Uh-huh.
And, graduated there, the degree in biology. I met my husband there. He was a Johnny.
Uh-huh. And who is he?
Pardon me?
And what is his name?
His name is Al.
Al, okay. Al Reavers, okay. And are you blessed with children?
Yes, we have three children. My oldest, Emily, is almost 25. And then I have Marla, who's 22, and Mason, who's 18.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. You're in the business then. That's great. And so you were raised in a musical household. Did you happen to take any music then yourself?
I was the high school band. I played saxophone.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
You know, piano lessons, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure. But, and did you ever have the occasion to get into the Bob Brenny band at all?
No, not really. He wanted us to, but I never, never really went that route.
Okay. Okay. So you graduated from Albany High School. You said you went to St. Ben's, four-year degree over there at St. Ben's?
Yes.
Okay. And then probably you probably got a job then, huh?
I got married about a year after college, and we moved down to the cities and started a family. And so I kind of stayed home with them for quite a while. And then now I'm back, and I work as a special education para at a middle school here in Lakeville.
Oh, good for you. And Lakeville is where you make your current home then, too.
Yes, we've been living in Lakeville for about 23 years now.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, thinking back, and so we wanted to remember your dad, Bob Brenny, such an icon here in the community for so many years.
Yeah.
And, growing up all those years, you sometimes pinch yourself thinking, wow, this guy was really, he was my dad, and he was such a great man, huh?
Oh, absolutely. He was larger than life, and it all, everybody knew who he was, and it was fun to see how well-liked he was in the community, and, everywhere we went, someone knew him.
Well, and talking about Bob, he goes back such a long ways, but I had a caller call in this morning and wanted to dedicate a song to him because Bob was his bus driver here in Albany, and it wasn't that many years ago. And so that was pretty neat. Well, I shared with him that Bob drove my bus back in the days. And, I'm almost 100 years old here, so that tells you how long ago that was. Your dad operated the Granite City Ambulance Service back in the days, probably before your time, huh?
Yep, that was before me. Him and Mom ran that for a while. And
yeah.
Back when they lived in St. Cloud area, yep.
And so then he was a part-time bus driver for Trobec's bus service back in those years. And so that was the bus service that we rode going to the St. Cloud schools. And so Bob wasn't our regular driver, but he did drive our bus on occasion. And being a large figure and an intimidating person, boy, he had law and order on the bus. That's what I heard from all the kids that ever rode his buses. You didn't want to get out of line with him because you were just afraid. He never did anything, but you were just afraid what he might be able to do.
Exactly. We silent bus driver.
Yeah, we could use a lot of Bobs in this day and age for bus drivers.
I know.
Oh, so true. Well, that was just the beginning. I mean, then he played with his dad's band, the Stan Brenny Band. And did you know your grandpa at all? Were you born and raised already when your grandpa was still living?
I did. He passed away when I was in second grade. So I have, a few memories of him, here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I visited with your dad many, many times. And so he told me how it went back in the days. After your grandpa died, they were kind of floundering because the Stan Brenny Band, without a concertina player, they got a few different ones in, but it just wasn't right. And so then your dad decided to learn the concertina. He was a trumpet player and vocalist with the band, but now he decided to learn the concertina, huh?
Yes, he did. I can remember him practicing many, many hours down in the basement trying to learn how to play.
Uh-huh. And we're coming up on his death anniversary. Can you mention the date and the year again?
It was 2018, March. It was right before his birthday. 19th, I think, something like that.
I think it was March 18th, yes. I want to say. Yeah.
18th,
yeah.
19th, yeah. So, 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And, after... he didn't do the ambulance service anymore, but he learned the concertina, and so then they became the Bob Brenny Band, and boy, they really became one of the outstanding bands in central Minnesota. It was just neat. Then he, such a polka promoter, he started a radio show here on Chasm.
Yeah, yeah. good.
Call the Dance Time Show.
Dance Time.
Over 25 years, huh?
Yeah, I know. It seems like just yesterday, too.
And back in the days, he produced all those shows right in the house there. And did he actually broadcast them from there, or how did it start out in the beginning?
He started out at the radio station.
At the station.
Saturday afternoons, I think it was like 4 to 5, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for a long time, he came out there, and then eventually he started recording them at home. So we had the whole setup at home. But for quite a while, he actually came out there every Saturday.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that was back in the days also when you were working here. So then your schedules might have overlapped, huh?
They did. That's one of my, a fond memory I have is I'd be working out there. I worked every other weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday afternoons, Dad would come out and he'd do a show and he'd usually bring me dinner or something. Or once in a while I would go home, but we'd sit and have dinner together while he did his show and, just listen to him do his thing out there.
Oh, isn't that neat? You bet.
Yeah.
And then besides that, then he was the mortician in Albany, had the Brenny Funeral Home as well. And, any happy memories of that? It's a sad time, of course, when somebody's passing away. But he was so professional at everything he did. I think he had a way of making families' grief just a little bit less. Or how would you describe
Absolutely. Yeah, he just had a very, for those families, a very calming presence and just, kind of a shoulder to lean on. And, he, again, very professional and... Yeah, did a wonderful job.
Some of those times he was out playing dance jobs and he'd get home and there was a call that somebody had passed and he had to come from the dance job and hop in the hearse and go pick up that person, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was, 24/7.
Uh-huh.
Always on.
Now, did you ever have any occasion to work at the funeral home in any capacity at all?
It was kind of my job I would clean the funeral home before any services or anything like that. So I would go out there and get all that done, get everything ready. I want to say I did one summer, kind of helped him a little bit more, worked a few funerals and visitations and that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Amy, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you again and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That sounds good.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. St. Patrick's Day this week, and you can stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your St. Patty's Day's entrees. There is everything from corned beef to Reuben brats. Easter is just a few short weeks away. It's not too early to start thinking about your menu for Easter dinner. You can already place your order now for your Easter hams. Call ahead and have your order ready and waiting for you to pick up. And with the weather starting to get warmer, we've got 40s forecast in the middle of the week this week, and more spring-like every day, you might want to break out your grill. There's nothing better than that first meal of steak, chicken, or brats off the grill. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Amy, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and your husband and family around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Well, Amy, did you ever have the occasion to go out to any of the polka dances when your dad was playing?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you?
My sister and I, especially when we were younger, he used to play a lot of weddings on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So we would tag along a lot, and my cousin Sarah would come along too, and we would just, sit on the back of the stage or on the side and drink our pop and dance and just, have fun and listen to the band play all afternoon.
You bet. And you did learn how to dance, the polka dances and so on?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And did you
do a lot of dancing? We used to go to nursing homes and, dance with the the residents there once in a while. So,
sure.
Oh, yes, we learned how.
Oh, yes. And I'm sure you probably developed an appreciation, or did you really actually like polka music as a youngster growing up? I mean, I remember my years growing up. There were those high school years where you were afraid of peer pressure. You thought, what are my friends going to think of me if I like polka music? But how did it go for you?
Oh, no, I always liked it. Like I said, we loved going and dancing. It was always a lot of fun. And so, yeah, never
really, a problem. Yeah.
Never a problem. Nope, always liked it.
And then, of course, when you worked here, and do you have any idea how long you were here? A couple years?
I was trying to figure that out. I want to say it was at least a year.
Okay.
Maybe a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Something like that, yeah.
And so then you played it here, so then you sort of get to used to liking it because you start to recognize certain songs, certain titles, certain bands. It's a fun thing.
It was a lot of fun. I'd come out there and I got to pick the music I wanted to play, and
yeah,
so it was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've got any spare time, they're hiring again, so if you were just a little bit closer, you'd be on the radar to come in and fill in a few slots.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, your favorite places to go, do you remember any of the dance halls that you might have went to when your dad was playing?
Oh, gosh, we went to lots of, like St. Anna and New Munich and Dino's Ballroom. Once in a while, we would stop in if he was playing, like, at the Moose Lodge or something in St. Cloud, that kind of stuff. But the ballrooms a lot.
Okay, that's great. And do you remember names of the musicians playing with your dad's band all through the years? Do you remember all the different ones?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, his sister Mary.
Yeah.
And then Louis Dindorf played saxophone for a lot of years. Bob Nathy.
Tuba player.
Yep. Andy Stangler, another concertina player.
Concertina player, yep.
Trying to remember some others. Those were, the ones that kind of,
my
high school years, those were the ones that were around the most, probably.
Your Aunt Mary, she was such a prominent figure, I would say, in the band. Female vocalist, harmonizing with Bob and your dad on some of the different arrangements. She played the banjo and played the drums, I remember your dad telling me stories that, like usual, some of these fellows at the dances would have too many to drink and they'd want to start hitting on her. So your dad really took care of her, didn't he?
Oh, yes. The big brother was watching out for her.
Oh, absolutely. I've had Mary on the program already, and she said, oh, yeah, I didn't have to worry. When Bob was around, he was my protector. So.
Oh, absolutely.
That's neat. Yeah, I can help you out. A couple other names that you might not be thinking of. Mel Houck was one of the players that played with Mel Houck. And then I had another one in mind, and it just escaped me right now. It'll come back to me. But, Dave Haight was another.
Oh, yeah.
Dave was another great player. I remember your dad and his reaction when Andy Stangler got killed that time.
Yeah, that was a hard time.
Your Bob told me they could have cut my right arm off, and he said it wouldn't have hurt half as much as losing Andy.
Yeah. That was an awful time.
He was so full of life. He was so young yet, and such a talented concertina player. And boy, those were the years when the Bob Rennie Band was at its peak, when Andy was with him, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, they were traveling. They went to Canada. They went to Kansas City and all the destinations around and of course they did those recordings. They four CDs that they've got out, I think.
Yeah, at least that.
Yeah. And there was more recordings. I think that first one is the best of volumes 1, 2, and 3. And they made their presence known. I mean, back in the years there, they were just sought out. The number of jobs that he played in the year was just astronomical. I mean, he played a lot of dance jobs.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Lots of weekends.
And it's just hard to kind of fathom. I mean, being the owner of a funeral home and then the band, both of them like full-time occupations. And then he was so active in the community yet. Didn't he serve on the city council or mayor or something like that too for a while?
Yeah, started out on the city council and then was mayor for, I don't remember how many years exactly, but yeah, he was the mayor for quite a while.
Uh-huh. And then also, he was active with the high school because our kids went to Cathedral High School and, of course, in the same conference with Albany. And so, like at the football games, our sons were on the football squad. And if there was an injury, and there was on the one night that I remember, all of a sudden, here's this larger guy come running out on the field. And it was the trainer from the Albany High School football team, and it was Bob Brenny.
Yep, he did that a lot of years too.
As well. So, I mean, the guy was just busy. I think if you look up the definition of busy, you'd see his picture in the dictionary.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Just great memories. And so the later years were harder on him. He couldn't get around as well. And
right. So
I remember visiting him a lot. He still did the Dance Time show. And I would always get music from the bands when they'd record a new CD, and I'd always ask for one for the station, and then I'd ask for one for Bob. So I'd get over there just about every Monday and bring him these CDs, and oh, he just loved that. And he'd sit and visit. So yeah, some great memories that I have of Bob too. So
yeah.
You bet. Well, we are getting towards the end of the program, and I usually ask every guest if they have a fond memory, and most times it's a musical experience if they're in the band or what they're associated with. But over your lifetime with your dad, is there one memory that stands out that's special to you involving your dad or anything?
Yeah, kind of like I said earlier, the one that stands out that was just kind of him and I was, yeah, our time sitting out at the radio station, you know, just hanging out and chatting, that kind of thing. You know, there's it's hard to pick.
Uh-huh.
There's so many.
There are. And thank God for them, huh? Because
Yes, because
the hurt is still there. You know, that's the irony of life. You're together for that many years, but then everybody moves on at their time, whichever it is. And some go quicker, some not so much. But then I know what it's like losing a dad. I lost mine, too, some years ago. And they're everything to you, aren't they? I've always said... Yeah, the dad is the guy that can make everything right. Your mom kind of consoles you if you fall off your bike and skin your knee, but the dad, he's the guy that can fix everything and make things right. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is, for sure.
Yeah. Well, good. I just have to ask you, just popped through my mind here. So while you were working here at the station, Amy, did you have a radio name?
I did not.
You did not. Okay. Because we had Angela Mergen here recently, and Angela always kind of dubbed herself as your darling Ange. And, of course, I've kind of been surnamed or whatever, Sunday Morning Cy, because I work Sunday mornings, so they call me Sunday.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if they had a name for you at all.
Not that I knew of.
Okay. You were just Amy Brenny at the time, huh? And special memories with working the radio station, did you get a lot of phone calls back in the days, too?
No, actually, I don't remember getting a lot of those. I remember hanging out there and, you know.
Just spinning the records, huh?
Spinning the records, you know, pulling the news off the wire and
yep.
That kind of stuff. So.
And I bet it was a little bit different working in your time, too, because were there even computers here at the station at the time when you were here?
No.
Okay, you were prior to computers. Yeah. Yeah. And
the commercials on the 8-track tape thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they call them carts.
Yes.
And some of the people, do you remember some of the other people that work here at the station? Did you work other than Saturdays or only Saturdays?
I was Saturday and Sunday afternoon, so then I was out there pretty much by myself.
By yourself, so. Okay. But did you get to see the personalities like Cliff and Clyde and...
Oh, I remember both of them very well.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And Clyde was gone. He had passed before I got to the station here. But I did get to work with Cliff for about 5 years, and what an honor to work with such a icon. I mean, he was larger than life. He was so good.
He was. Yeah. Both of them were. Yeah.
Anybody else that you remember being here? Was Kevin Pierscala probably managing?
Yes.
Was it Kevin?
Right, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Or I was wondering who hired you back in those days.
Yep, it was him,
It was Kevin, okay. And I'm trying to think who else might have been here. Chuck Gilbert or Levi Krause or any of those guys back in the days? They might have been.
Those names.
Might have been before your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, great. Well, our time has about run out. We're going to save time to play music by your dad's band. And so I tell every guest that the good Lord willing, and we're still both here down the road sometime. We might do this thing again sometime. How's that for you, Amy?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for joining us on our Music Come and Play. And have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Okay, sounds good.
And there she goes, Amy Brenny Reavers, our 456th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 29 degrees our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Bob Brenny Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 456th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Amy Brenny Reavers, our guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. What a delightful young guest she is. And to think that she used to work here at Chasm, and that was back in the early 90s already. So, yeah, great, great program there with Amy. Well, we're at 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 29, our current temperature. We're going to start things out with music by the Bob Brenny Band. And this was Bob's theme for the Dance Time Show for the first number of many years of the Dance Time Show. One called Angry. Bob used to really love swing music, modern music. He used this for his Dance Time theme.
At somebody else, that's no reason.
The Bob Brenny Band, yes, the song Angry, and that was Bob's theme song for the Dance Time show for a good number of the first years of his show. Right now, it's a nice tune. I think it's a vocal number, one called Let the Sun Shine In, the Bob Brenny Band. Great tune there by the Bob Brenny Band. Yes, a snappy tune. One called Let the Sun Shine In. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Music continues on this Sunday afternoon with the Bob Brenny Band. Here's, I believe it's concertina solo. Andy Stangler on the concertina solo, the Four Beers Polka. Bob Brenny Band, yes, a great arrangement there of the Four Beers Polka featuring Andy Stangler on the concertina solo there. And Bob, so proud of Andy all through the years. And like I mentioned earlier, Bob said, you could have cut my right arm off and it wouldn't have hurt half as much as losing Andy when Andy got killed in that motorcycle accident. We're coming up on 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 29 our current temperature here in Albany. Waltz time with the Bob Rennie Band. It's the Snowflake Waltz. Great waltz tune there by the Bob Rennie Band, one called the Snowflake Waltz. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 29 degrees here in central Minnesota as we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie wants everyone to know that if they have, that she has the cure for your cabinitis, halitosis, or winter blahs. All you have to do is call Jeannie B's Tours. Select your destination, pack your bag. The planning is all done for you. Here are some spring choices for you. So you could join Jeannie B, Art, my wife Janet, and I for 6 fun-filled days departing April 19th. We are heading to Branson for the Spring Music Fest. It is the official kickoff for the 2023 show season. This tour includes 6 shows, 10 meals, 5 nights lodging, sightseeing of the hidden gems of the Branson area, optional choices of the Titanic Museum, Veterans Museum, Dick's Five and Dime, and more. The itinerary also includes a stop at Osceola, the Cheese House, Bass Pro in Springfield, and a candy outlet store. Surprises and prizes and treats all on the Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach are included. There's just a handful of seats available for your group, so don't wait. Call Jeannie B's Tours now, 320-345-1581. And you need to call as soon as you hear the ad. That window is closing. May 8th, there is a coach and a group departing for Holland, Michigan. It's the Tulip Festival. Call today for details. The Ark Encounter and Creation Museum experience is May 15th through the 20th. a real memory-making adventure, and I can speak from experience. We were on that tour a year ago. It is worth it. It was really fun. It's definitely a seeing is believing vacation. Travel through six states in 6 days and see more than you ever imagined. Jeannie B's tour office in Freeport is a phone call away for the details of all these tours. Other tours available this spring include Deadwood Days, the Hidden Gems of Wisconsin, Fall in New England Rails and Trails, Autumn Colors of the Mississippi, River Cruise in September, Oktoberfest in Branson and Eureka Springs, Arkansas, a Nashville Christmas, and more. Again, for all the details, call Jeannie 320-345-1581. She's standing by her phone, and she'd love for you to make her phone ring. So, and she also wants you to call her. She's got more meet and greet sessions to come yet, so you can attend any one of these and learn all you want to know about what to see in 23. So there you go. News from Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B, Jeannie Bonfeg, and the gang over there at Jeannie B's Tours, they would love for you to join them on one of their exciting tours. They proudly bring us the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 12:30 here on KASM, 29, our current temperature. It's old time polka time. It's a vocal one, one with the Bob Rennie Band, the Polish Girlfriend Polka. Bob Rennie Dance Band and the Polish Girlfriend Polka. Bob on the vocal there along with the rest of the band harmonizing in. Well, yes, Bob has four CDs available right now and starts out with the Bob Rennie Band, the best of volumes 1, 2, and 3. And those were his early recordings. And there are 31 songs on that CD. A nice value. Then the Bob Rennie Band came out with Greet the Folks at Home, volume 4. And that's features a nice picture of Bob and his wife Pat on the cover. That one was released in 1992. 26 songs on that CD. Then the Bob Rennie Band came out with Something Old, Something New, Volume 5. Picture of the band, Bob and Andy Stangler holding concertinas, Mary in the center with a banjo, and then Louis Dindorf, and I believe it's Dave Haight on the saxophones there, comprising of the band then. And then the final recording was the Bob Rennie Band, Volume 6, Memories of Home. This picture taken in Bob Rennie's home that was here in Albany. They're sitting around in front of the fireplace. Bob in the background, Mary in front of him, Dave, Mel, and Louis, the sax players and accordion player in the band, and, of course, Andy Stangler sitting down on the floor in front. And that was the good years with the band. They were building up until that, until Andy had gotten killed. And, of course, 16 great songs on that recording. So those are the four CDs that are available of the Bob Rennie Band. 25 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, 29, our current temperature. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, it's a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands use this one for their theme song. The Bob Rennie Band with the Playmore Waltz. The Bob Rennie Band, a nice recording there of the Playmore Waltz. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 30 degrees our temperature here in Albany. Bob knew how to get the crowd involved and get them going, and they did it with singing and lots of antics. And yeah, here's one called the Roll Out the Barrel, Bob Rennie Band. Thank you. The Bob Brenny Band, yes, the Roll Out the Barrel polka there. Great music by the Bob Brenny Band. That particular one comes off of their Volume 5 CD. We're going to close this segment of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with one we did earlier this morning by request, and we'll do it again now. It was one that Bob dedicated to his two daughters, Amy and Leah, one called The Polish Lullaby. The Bob Brenny Band with one called The Polish Lullaby. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.